Blog Talk Radio.
This is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And if you're like me, you're interested in how the universe works and in all things mystical. So let's explore it together. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Good evening, everyone. This is Robin Richardson, your psychic girlfriend, and I am so glad you're here tonight. I've got a very fun guest, but before we get there, if you are new to my world, and I hope you are new and returning, but if you're new to my world, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a Reiki master teacher. I'm an Akashic Record master teacher, and I'm a natural born psychic, and I've been doing this since 1990. And I used to have a blog talk show, about 12 years ago, and I decided to bring it back. So I'm so glad you're all here, and we will be taking calls and readings. So if you're listening, you know, feel free to call in at 516-387-1260, and we'll be taking your calls, because my guest tonight, I got to tell you, I met him about a year ago, and when COVID hit, I needed to do something with my time because I wasn't out and about and playing and having a good time. Well, I'm still having a good time, but I decided to give back because part of my mission in life is to, offer my services to people to help them navigate life, and more specifically to help them to connect with their psychic powers, their intuition, if you will. And so I went on Eventbrite, and that's where you can find it, and I started this little class, and my guest John showed up, and he has been a regular attendee, a regular student, and now become a friend of mine. And I just want to welcome to the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about his journey and what he's all about. John, welcome to the show. This is John C. Morley.
Thank you so much. It is a pleasure to be here with you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I think you have to introduce yourself because, you know what, John? You have the best way of introducing yourself. Every week in my class, John introduces himself this way. Go ahead, John.
I'm John C. Morley from Bergen County, New Jersey. I am a serial entrepreneur. I am an engineer. I'm a marketing specialist. I'm a first responder, and I'm also a talk show host, and I'm the president of the Franklin Lakes Chamber of Commerce, and I love helping people make a difference in the world and just creating spaces where people can connect and just share value with each other.
I love it. I love it. And how did you find me, John? How did you find me?
How did I find you? You know, when the pandemic had started, just seems like it was yesterday, but it was a while ago. I think right around February or March in the year, last year, I was online and something just said to look for a class. And I was looking for something and then I was putting an intuition and I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I saw these, you know, different classes, but something drew me to your class. Maybe it was the title. And I said, you know, I just got to check this out. I don't know if I'm going to go all the time, but let me just check it out because it seemed interesting and it seemed very casual. So I said, let me check it out. I went and I became addicted and I've been going every week. And it's just fun because Robin lets us have our playtime and we get to basically help others on the in the group. It's a lot of fun.
It really, really is. And here we are several months later, and we've had people all over the world come to the class. And the class was called Turbocharge Your Psychic Powers or Abilities or something like that. I wanted to have a catchy title. And, you know, it's a free class, but you can make a donation if you want. And if you're interested in listening, you know, feel free to join us. We play. We have a good time. We have people of all levels. And you can find me on Eventbrite. But you know, John, you were like the one, you were like the founding member, and you have come, I don't want to say this like in the way that it's going to probably sound, but you have come a long way, and your readings are pretty darn good. So tell me a little bit about, like, I know you did, I know you're a Reiki, so, like, tell me how your spiritual journey, how do you mix it all? Like, because you're a networker, you're an engineer, so you have this brain that's, you know, you're a very intelligent man, it's obvious, and you've got all these projects going, and, you know, you have so much going on. Like how does this, how should you get involved in spirituality and psychic stuff?
Well, thank you for the compliment, Robin. But as far as the spirituality and the psychicness, so I've always been a strong believer in my faith. I'm a Roman Catholic and been very involved with my church, whether that be readings or usher. And now I still do reading, and I like to help out and like to serve too. So I like to be very involved. I do pray and stuff like that. But I felt that was really good, and it meant something to have a connection with the Lord. So I'm really very grateful for that. And that kind of developed more and more as when I was younger, I actually, you know, knew that I had to embrace some challenges in life. And I always say to people, it's not whether you're going to have a challenge in life, because we're all going to have challenges. We're here to push the envelope so we can become a little bit better. But it's how you choose to react in those situations that shape the character of the person and who we are going to be. And whether people want to be around us or whether they want to avoid us like the plague. No pun intended, like COVID-19. But I think what really happened is, you know, when I was younger, I actually went to college. And when I went to college, I was part of program council. And I still remember to this day, our school was like a suitcase school. So everyone went home on the weekends. And this one particular weekend, I was there, and they gave me a check for $20,000 because I was on program council, and I had to give it to this man, Mr. James J. Mapes. I think he's still around today, and he was a stage hypnotist. And I did a little reading about him to learn what he was about, and when we got to the place, I said, you know, I don't want you to play any kind of games with me because here's your first check, and I have your second one. But if you call me up on stage or you cause any problems or embarrass me, you're not getting the second check, and you might not even be able to cash the first one. Well, he knew that I wasn't playing around with him. But after that show, I then bought his book. I took the Silva Method. But things weren't clicking for me, Robin. It wasn't like the light switch was working. It's only been in the last, to be really honest with you, maybe 3 or 4 years that I started developing this. Because I thought maybe I was broken. You know, that I didn't have a way to turn this third eye on or this sense. And I think what really helped me is just knowing that you have to develop it in your own time. You want to become psychic. It's not something you can just say, oh, gee, I want to be psychic at 12 or 15 or 20 or 30. It doesn't work like that. It's an involvement. And then I got very interested in Reiki. And so I did Reiki level one online. And it really wasn't that great. So I actually hired someone to teach me in New York. And then I got really amazed with it. And I said, gee, I'd like to do more. So I said, can I become a Reiki level 2 master? He says, yeah. So I went out, spent a while, and became a Reiki 2 level master. They did the ceremonies. And now I'm waiting to become a Reiki level 3. But because of the pandemic, I'm not going to be able to do that for probably a year or so. So it's just been an amazing journey. And you know, I believe very much in meditation. When I was probably still in college, I was actually recording my goals on a little MP3 player, Robin, that was kind of a knockoff for Apple because I didn't want something super expensive. I just wanted an inexpensive little player that could fit in your pocket. And I would put music on there, and then I started to realize what's making a difference in people's lives is hypnosis. So I had paid people to help me get on my journey, but I said, you know, John, why am I paying people to do this? Why don't I just get certified? And I got certified in hypnosis. And that's when my life changed about a year or two after that, because I realized I could start becoming a deliberate creator because my mind, I learned, actually runs your body. I mean, 80-90% of your body is run by your subconscious, and I never believed this. And what really made me understand this was that when I got out of college, And I still remember to this day, I wanted a luxury car. At that time, I was driving a Jeep, and I wanted a luxury car. And I think the first luxury car I wanted was an Acura. And I put the car on my laptop, and I would focus on it, and I really just feel every night in my chair what it would be like to touch the leather on the steering wheel, how it would mm-hmm. feel to drive, the smell of the car. I start to sit in a couple of them and get the experience. And guess what happened in 6 months? I don't know how, but the Acura showed up in my driveway.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love that. I love that because I totally believe that, too.
I think
that deliberate creator thing is the...
Yes,
yeah.
Do you feel like it's just,
this is coming to me like right now, like I want to ask you, like when you felt worthy of it, which is an alignment thing, an energetic alignment. Do you notice a correlation with that? Because for whatever reason, you know,
yes,
I think there's a key to that.
I would have not believed that many, many years ago, but now I absolutely do believe it. And so I said, you know, I would like to get a new car again. So in a few years, I put the picture up on my laptop, and I got yet another car again. In fact, I think I'm now at my fifth or sixth Acura. But the point is that I was now ready to take the jump to another car. And I was all ready for it, and I had everything. I even took the test drive in the Tesla and did everything, and I was all ready to do it, put a deposit on it. And something happened at the last moment. It was at the end of the year, and I kept getting all these discounts and these coupons, and they made it so ridiculously, let's just say, easy to be able to get myself into a brand-new car again that was just pennies more than I was paying. And I said, you know what? I believe I'm worthy for that next car, but I think it's the next time. It's not now. It's the next time. That's when I'm ready for that car. And when I started to change my mind about that, I started to realize that that other car, the Acura, was being drawn to me again, and that now that I'm accepting that when this car is ready to be turned back in, that's my next car, and I now believe that I'm worthy of that car. And I think everything in life, whether it's places you go, whether it's getting first class on the plane, it doesn't matter. You have to believe that you are worth it. Another great experience happened to me. You know that I'm in the IT business and an engineer, and I've been 30 years celebrating this year. And about 7 years ago, there was a very large marketing and advertising company on Wall Street that was actually doing all my work. But you know what, Robin? They weren't actually getting me business. I kept writing them checks every single week. And you know you're dealing with the wrong marketing firm when they decide where they're going to take you based on what you're paying them. If I paid them the low check, which you say is a dollar, they took me for breakfast at Dunkin' Donuts. If I gave them $5, they took me for lunch. If I gave them $15, they took me out for a Ruth Chris steak dinner. And so I decided to test this one time and take the one and lower it. Says, oh, John Bryan called, and, you know, they got some issues at home, and he's got to pick up his mother-in-law. I said, can we just do a quick breakfast? Because he's got a lot going on. I did it the other way. I paid the higher amount. I said, oh, you know what? His wife's got to go to the dentist, and then his kid's got to be at school early, and they got to pick up their only car because the other one's in the shop. Could we just do dinner at 9, you and I? I'm like, oh. So you can't make this stuff up. But then I realized, Robin, I am actually not supposed to be working with this company. I'm supposed to get rid of them, which was a really hard thing. And I got into the printing, marketing, advertising business, something that everybody told me I could never, ever do. About a year or two ago, I decided to get really serious. And I built my first print production, marketing, and advertising center. And the part that's very unique is, the year or two before I built the center, I was really nervous about what it was going to be like. But I would meditate every night, and I would think about how my office was going to be. Do you know, to this day, if I walk into my office, everything is 98% the way I imagined. from the walls to the layout to the doors to the access control systems to the cameras. I mean, everything is exactly like it was in my mind. And
so,
wow.
tell our listeners, what do you think, the top three factors in deliberately creating your life would be? From you, just from your experience.
I know what it is. So meditation, just to let you know, meditation is not magic where you just lay in a chair and things are going to happen. Meditation causes your body to become in alignment so you take those steps of action. I don't want you to think you just close your eyes and then suddenly, something just falls on your lap the next day. It doesn't work like that. You have to take action, but it's going to get you to see things that you're not going to be able to see. I'll give you a quick example, then I'll explain it to you. Have you ever went to go buy a car? What's your favorite color, Robin?
Red.
Red, okay.
In a car,
so
red.
Right
red
now, before you went to go buy the car, you probably saw all these different cars, but now all of a sudden you get the red car, you come back and say, gee, there's a lot of red cars on the market. No, there aren't. It's just that you're focusing on that. So what you
That's
focus
true.
On is what you become. We've learned that from a lot of great people in the time that have written, self-help. And I think everybody believes that if you think of something, it's just going to manifest. If I think about an elephant, that elephant's not just going to show up in my room in 30 seconds, is it? There's a buffer. So
no, but you might start seeing pictures of elephants. And, you might see, because that's happened. But go ahead.
So what gets you to become a deliberate creator is you've got to be passionate, and you've got to remember that it's feeling first and manifesting second. So what I do is every single day I basically do a couple things. One, I have a little journal, and I write down all my goals. I have seven or eight goals. I write them down every single morning. And when I write them down, I spend about 9 seconds thinking and feeling and experiencing what those goals are. One of my goals, for example, is picturing myself being in an environment where I'm able to do certain things. Another one was my talk show being a success. But these are things that you don't just write down. You have to feel them. You have to experience them. And as you do that, your mind kind of draws the right way. You say the right things to the people. You're in the right places at the right time. So it's just this kind of a conundrum and a very positive one. So just like what happened in my office, I was doing nothing more, Robin, than going home, closing my eyes, meditating, and just seeing how the office was going to look, what it was going to be like, where I was going to be standing, where my office was going to be, where all the placement of the equipment was going to be. And very slowly, things started to evolve. When we did the plans for the office, I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't even think about that, but my mind was thinking about it. And when I was giving ideas to the architect, that was what was in my mind.
Amazing.
And it didn't even seem like that was what was happening. And things that you don't believe can happen really can. The real importance is believing. So, yes, I knew I was worthy of it. I knew that the universe had made this all happen for me. And I believe that when things happen like that, even if there's some challenges that are going to prevent things from happening, let's say something as simple as a lease closing that, you feel like you're going to lose it because somebody else is going to get it. And I said to myself, you know what? I need to just take a deep breath. I've gotten this far. If I don't get it, then I wasn't supposed to. But I'm going to get that building because the universe has put me here. It's in my mind. It's already happened. One of the things I put in my book is I put everything that I wrote down. This has all happened in my mind, but may not have fully been experienced at the outer level yet. And I am having fun along the way. You see, you have to have fun. If you're always concerned, you're right, and you've taught me that many times, Robin. Even when we play, you've helped me to sharpen my skills. When I get very serious about trying to think about something or, worrying about something, you get blocked. So I just kind of playfully open my mind and think about something, whether it's a new idea, a new design, we're launching something very soon called a JCM Academy, which is an online school where I'm going to teach all kinds of different courses. But the thing is, that was in my head for a while, but it actually didn't pop out until the other day. And
I
can't explain why these things happen. And then when I went to go get the name, what were the chances of JCM Academy being available? It wasn't. Then I did some research, and I found out that the name was left somewhere, and I could buy it for pennies on the dollar. What was the chances of that? The universe was sending me a message saying, hey, John, you're supposed to get this name.
Right?
Then I hooked up with a learning company. You're supposed to do this. And I'm like, oh, this seems very challenging. I said, you know, you're an engineer. You could figure things out. You don't have to figure your whole life out in 24 hours. You have to just take it as a journey and enjoy it.
Oh, my God. It's totally true. I mean, I can't even tell you. Like, in just even this last couple of days, I just always say to myself, all right, universe, goody-goody, let's do this. What can I create today, you know? And I have fun with it. I mean, you know, I'm human. I have my, you know, stressed days. But I believe that I can create. And when I get so close to it, too close to it, it almost feels like I'm trying too hard, and that creates resistance. So I just step back and go, all right.
That happened to me too. When I would go to write my goals down, in the beginning, I was writing them down so many times during the day, like 5-6 times, but that wasn't good because I was focusing on them too much. So what I do now is I open my book and I say, okay, universe, I'm opening my book and I'm now opening my mind. And I'm writing these suggestions into my mind. And even though I'm going to close my book, my mind is still open as these suggestions are forever ingrained in my head.
I love it. I love it. It's so much fun to play in the universe, except when
it is. It is so much fun. And another thing that drew me to this, Robin, was NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. Mm-hmm. When I could help people get rid of a fear, and I wasn't doing this to charge anybody. I was just doing this to see if I could, just for the fun of it. I mean, I had just gotten certified in hypnosis. I said, let me try this out. You know, let's just see if this new trick works. And I helped somebody stop smoking. And I was like, wow. I helped a kid who was his entire life being ridiculed by his uncle and another group of kids who were always making fun of him. The kid was maybe a little bit younger than me. And he said, well, I don't want to do hypnosis. I'm not in all that nonsense. I said, okay. I said, well, would you mind playing with me for a moment? He said, yeah, I don't mind playing, but I don't want to do hypnosis. I said, okay, we won't do hypnosis. So I didn't do a form of hypnosis with him, but I just said, you know, would you close your eyes? Is that okay? Yeah, that's right. Would you do me a favor and think about this? Would you step in this? And I had him step into this power circle. And after he got some more trust in me, I said, would it be okay now if we went to another step? And I worked with him a little bit, and just after 5 minutes, I said, what do you think about your uncle? I said, what do you think about the names he was calling you for reading that book? He said, I really don't care. What about all the kids that were making fun of you because you were overweight? What about those people? John, I see them, but I don't really care. I said, how about your body? How do you feel? I feel great. Great, let's amplify that. So when I learned that I could do that, then I realized that was something that I had to master even more. And so what I was doing in the beginning of my life was I was paying people to do this for me, but they really weren't helping me. What they were doing was teaching me that it could be done, but they weren't doing it in a way that was good for my own self. They were doing it for a way that was good for their pocketbook. And so I think sometimes, you know, when you help people and you do it from the heart, you know, it's just different. But when I could help these people and know that I could make a difference in their lives, that just, like, you know, lit me on fire. But knowing that the universe is all connected, we're connected to everybody. And I'll give you another example. There was a person, I'm not going to give the name for security reasons, but there was a person that, let's just say, we weren't exactly jiving with. And I said, oh, my gosh, you know, we're going to be in this place all the time. I really would like to connect with them. Maybe we got off on the wrong foot. A while back, maybe a few weeks ago, the person started coming around joking, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's right, we can't shake hands, all that nonsense. And I was like, wow. All I was doing was sending that person love for the last, I don't know, a couple months. And I just said, you know, just sending you love. I wish you all the best. I'm sorry if I said something wrong. I said, I just want to let you know that I hope everything is okay and, you know, you're a good person. And I'm not going to say we became the best of friends, but we went from somebody that they didn't ever want to now someone that actually is someone that has some respect for me. So I believe our minds are connected, Robin. They're connected.
No, I do
so
too.
Much. I mean, I know some people think I'm crazy, but they're connected.
No, I agree. And on that note, John, because you're such a good reader and you have so much, you know, you love to offer things to people like this. I'd like to take some calls. How about you?
Awesome. I'd love to help some people.
Okay. All right. So if you are interested in getting a reading, call 516-387-1260. And John and I are going to do some little mini readings. So the first person I'm going to bring on is an area code 303, and the last four digits are 0188. Let's see. I'm trying here. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Allison, and it's my first time to actually find your show. So it's a real pleasure to discover both of you. So really enjoying listening.
Welcome. Where are you from, Allison?
Well, where I'm from is not where I am. Where I live
exactly.
Arizona. I live in Arizona.
Oh, well, you're in the warmth. I'm in the cold. All right. What
that's
is your question?
That's the place I know every time I would fly there. They always would tell me. It was a joke, but it was the truth. Whenever the plane would land, it takes that dip. They said, oh, yeah, we don't tell people that, but it happens just because of the heat. I said, yeah, it's normal. I said, yeah, it's totally normal.
The heat is, unless you are truly a desert rat, I would never tell anyone to live here. I really mean that. You have to be a desert
you can go
rat.
Swimming. You can go swimming at nighttime when you're in Arizona because it's so warm, I remember. You could go into the pool at the resorts at nighttime without a heater.
Without
any kind of heater. It is so warm out at night. It's hotter than in the day in some places. It was amazing to me how everybody went swimming at night. It was so hot.
Oh yeah. It's, you know, at midnight is when it gets cool, and that's 100 degrees.
Right.
Wow.
All right. Allison, what's your question?
So, speaking of terrible places that I wish I never lived, I am looking, I really mean that, I cannot wait to get the hell out of here. I am making a really big, big cross-country move this year. Right now I need to find, I've already got the place, the town picked out, but I need to find the right place to live. This needs to be a very specific, like a rental home, you know, something very specific, because I have a lot of health issues that I will be needing to address once I get there. And I need to be out of here by end of April. Not having a lot of luck right now, so just wondering whether or not there's something I'm having a lot of anxiety because the move is just a couple months away and I have no place to go.
All right, so your question would be,
if there's some, I don't know how you guys work, so, you know.
Well, we can do it this way. We could go, what is the truth about your move? Or
no,
we
I don't
could,
need that, no.
What's
the truth about what the move?
let's see.
Finding the right home.
I
need to really find the right home. I really need to find the right home and have it waiting for me when I get there. Yeah. It's not about the move.
When you said that, Robin, something came to mind to me. I was getting mountains, and I wasn't sure if it was the warmth because it was kind of going back and forth as you were. I was trying to feel your energy there. I'm getting somewhere around Colorado or close
no,
to
No, 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 no. Oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, no. No, 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 no.
Yeah, I'm getting Colorado, or I'm getting somewhere just to the west of that. I'm seeing you need something where there's some breeze and air. I mean, that's what I'm feeling at the moment.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I don't want to take up any time. No, I'm going to the ocean.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already, like I said, I already picked out the place, I mean the town. I already picked out the state and the town. I've narrowed it down drastically. I'm a water baby. I am such a water
baby. That's why
baby.
You hate
like
the desert.
Major Pisces, if you do astrology. And
okay, well, that's good.
So I'm going back
to
the ocean.
Okay. All right, so what I'm seeing is definitely the home is already in play. So. And it's a karmic thing for you. So there's this sort of calling. I want to say it might be near a church or near some sort of spiritual, I'm going to use the word vortex, but that's what I'm kind of getting, the spiritual energy. And it may be also a town that like has, since you said you were going to be by the ocean, I really got the sense of it's grounding for you, but I also get that house. Do you need, like, a ramp, or do you need a way to get into the home that's a little easier?
Did you say a ramp?
Yeah.
Absolutely, no, not at all. I'm extremely athletic.
Okay, but I
like
see
I'm
a home.
Super,
I see a home
super,
that...
like, even for my, even, I mean, I've always been super, super tomboy, athletic, love to climb trees, really swimmer, all that, like...
Cool.
Super,
well, I'm
super.
Seeing a home that has some sort of incline to it, so it could mean that it's a pathway to, like, it's an incline, but I want to say it's like a ramp. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, maybe for someone else, but, yeah.
Well, it
definitely
doesn't mean anything.
That.
It just could be
Yeah.
I'm getting something with a lighthouse. I'm not sure if you like lighthouses or not, or near something, but I saw something with a lighthouse in it. I don't know if that means anything to you.
The area that I'm looking at, or not looking at, have decided on, has an historical lighthouse in it, or in it, inside it, you know.
I also get that when you move to this area, you're going to be wanting to do something just to, you know, maybe make yourself, help others and things. Something to do with that lighthouse or the association, I just see you wanting to get involved and help people. Learn about it.
Yeah.
All right, Allison. You keep us posted on what the house looks like. But you're definitely the house is definitely in the energy. So trust. Okay. It's there. It's on its way.
It's a beautiful view, by the way. You got a beautiful view. I see the view is very nice.
Yeah, I think she's going to be near us the spiritual energy comes to me, like, or even religious energy. So there's something that has to do with, it could be near a church or synagogue or something. Anyway, let's go with our next caller. And the number on this one is a 631 area code. 631, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my phone call. Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Suzanne, and I just want to see if you see any changes with job or love life.
Ooh. And where are you from, Suzanne?
Long Island.
All right. Thank you for calling tonight.
You're welcome.
All right. Love life. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead, John. I'm going to let you go.
I was going to get the job. I did the job first. You were at a desk job right now, am I correct? You were, like, working off the desk?
No, not at all, no.
You're not working. I'm seeing a desk, and I'm seeing something where you're managing other people. Just something, I'm getting this desk. I'm seeing you just starting to work with this new group. It's something you've never done before. It has you a little bit concerned, and I can understand that. But Spirit's saying to tell you not to be worried about it, because within about 6 months, you're going to do really well. In fact, better than they expected. I see there's some very strong possibilities for a promotion. And the people just seem to like you. They really have a people sense. As far as the relationship, I'll go there real quick. Relationship, I see two people coming in probably within the next 2 or 3 months. The one person is someone that just really just wants to spend time with you and just really, you know, get to know you, just enjoys being in your company. The other person is very nice, very polite, but I do see that he's really not there with you. Even though when he's with you, his mind is always somewhere else. Even though this guy does make a lot of money, I see the other person I told you about may not be as well off as him, but he has the potential of growing, and together I think you guys can do something really special together. He seems to really adore you, really love you, and he's going to be somebody that if you give him the chance, he wants to get to know you, and he just has a desire to have a quality relationship with you so that he can get to know, you know, what life is. He just really wants to explore. I also see that he was hurt in the past, not by his fault. So just go easy on him, because I feel he's just a little scared, but I think he's going to be a good fit for you.
Do you know when I'm going to meet them?
I got a 2 or 3 I'm getting on the one person. The other one I'm seeing just around the end of June, probably just while you're still dating this one person. The other person's going to probably just start to come into your eye frame right then and there. And when that happens, you're probably going to want to maybe start exploring the other person, so you might stop dating the other person and getting to know the new one. But you're going to start being with the other person probably before the end of the summer. And then I even see when the holidays come around, that you are going to be spending some time together. He has a nice family, and he really just wants to have a good time. If COVID is going to be lightening up, I also see the possibility of you guys taking like a day trip, maybe like a, either it's a wine trip or some type of little mini day trip together, so that you can you know, just get to know each other without all the hustle and bustle of the community and other people around.
I mean, I don't know how I'm going to meet this one that I'm going to meet in 2 months. I don't know. How the heck?
I know.
Do you do anything? I don't know if it's. I'm trying to see if it's online, if it's in person. I'm getting the first one. You know somebody, and they want you to just get to meet somebody, but it's not for a reason for a relationship. They just want you to help this person out. And after you try to help the person, I see that it becomes a little more than help, and it develops into a relationship. So somebody's going to reach out to you just for your help. And you're not really going to expect anything. They just want a little bit of help or advice from you. And this person that connects you guys are going to feel like there's something you can do to help this person.
Yeah, I don't know about a desk job. I don't do office work. I'm trying to be a teacher aide.
Okay.
Oh, well, there's desks and schools. But here we go. What I get about you is you're really smart. And, you know, and you're in a period of learning how to communicate clearly and to the point, and, or, you know, what I'm really getting about the relationship. So the job situation, I feel like you're smart. You're going to get to the point. You're going to, you are going to find that career that is fulfilling for you. But the energy that came to me is really about love. And, What I feel like is you're going to meet in the summer, and it's going to be, there's going to be a new energy, and you maybe like meet this person who is a friend of a friend, because I get this really good, loyal friend energy around it. So it may just start out as a really good friendship, which is the best way to have relationships start. But you know what I'm going to tell you? I feel like you're also, you know, I'm going to say this, it's a little naughty, but you're going to have some like naughty fun with this person. It's going to be really good. And I feel like it's going to be a commitment worthy. Okay. So if that's
well, what
you're looking
for. What about the person in 2 months? I'm not going to meet another person in 2 months.
No, you might. but this is just what I'm seeing.
Okay.
So like, here's the thing about the energy when you meet, when you meet the person that you are connecting to, you it's between you two to like create something together, but I see a commitment for you. So, you know, if that's what you're looking for, it's definitely in the energy for you at some point.
I just saw something else. Just want to tell you real quick. I saw something with a pizza. I don't know if you like pizza or not, but I saw something on one of your dates, just being a pizza, just being a very casual. This first person you're going to meet, something to do with a pizza or a pizza parlor. I'm getting that. And there's just this talk about different kinds of pizza. This person just seems to be very interested in, you know, just something different from the regular pizza.
Yeah, real quick. I'm going to be subbing as a teacher aide, and then I have an interview next Thursday. Do you see anything, or do I have to keep subbing?
My feeling is you're going to keep subbing, but yeah, I feel like you're going to get you are going to have a full time job by next fall.
Okay.
Okay. Keep us posted.
Let us know. Take care.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that was fun. All right. I have a very strange number here, but we're going to go for it. It's a 111 number, so I don't know if you're calling from a computer. So let's see if we can get you. And this is going to be we've got 3 minutes left, so let's make it quick. Oops, where did they go?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes,
how are you?
It is good. So I was just looking. I was wondering if I could ask just for a general reading, kind of what you see happening over the next 3 months.
And tell us your first name. That's a great question.
Trish.
Trish, okay. And where are you from?
Connecticut.
Hi, coaster. All right, John. Next 3 months.
Is there a specific thing that you want to know, any specific area you're concerned about, or is it just general, total general?
Just a general.
Yeah, total general. I mean, work. Y'all always ask. Y'all always think about work and money, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. Those are the topics that we're
so,
concerned about.
I'm getting June again, and I don't know if you're working right now. I see you might be doing a couple little small other jobs besides what you're doing, but I'm getting June is going to change your path. I don't know what you do right now, but it's going to cause you to almost double think, like, am I sure I should do this? And Spirit is saying that you should give this a try because this is going to open up a lot more possibilities for you. And I see that if you do accept this position in June, that something is going to come along before Thanksgiving that's going to be even more lucrative. But the people in Thanksgiving aren't going to look at you until you have a little bit of experience under your belt. And this job in June is going to, like, groom you for this other job that's just amazing. As far as money goes, I see money picking up for you just after the summer. But when this other job kicks in, which is just before the end of the year, I see that it's going to put you in a way that I just see different things popping in. I see new cars. I see you just wanting to go on, spa days. I see you just having this extra money to just really want to treat yourself well. And I'm getting this right into the end of the year, also right into, like, after New Year's, that you really have been wanting to do this, and now you just feel like you want to treat yourself. So this is going to be really amazing. I definitely would not pass this up in June. Yeah. I think it's not going to be easy, but I think it's going to be really worth it.
All right.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you so much for calling, and keep us posted. We've got only a minute left, so I want to thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. John, thank you so much for coming on the show
My
and giving
pleasure.
Readings. If you did get a reading today, you know, feel free to come into the show next week when I host Jill Urchak, who is a podcaster and a wonderful person. She has a paranormal podcast. John, where can people find you again?
Sure. So they can find me at jmor.com. They can go to social and they can see any of my shows, as well as if they'd like to be a guest, or they can connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/johncmorleyiv. And I'd love to connect with people to help them and to
All right.
And you know, see what they can do. This has been really fun being with you tonight, Robin.
All right. Oh, we're done. Okay. Thanks, John.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh, they don't give us a warning when we're done then.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did.